you would take the yard broom, you'd build it out of, cut some little young tender dogwoods, several of them, and let them dry and strip the leaves off of them and tie them with a string, tie a bundle of them, and that's the way you would make your yard broom.
What'd you call the part of the, up on the, covers of the house, that's the...
Roof.
Well, yeah,
board. Board roof.
Did you have a place on the roof where you, you know, where they carried the water off from the edge of the house?
No, sir, back, we did, just the water poured off at the edges. Now, a lot of people where water was, scarce too, well, a lot of people would have a gutter trough that would run to a cistern, either above the ground cistern or an underground cistern. And your underground cistern was no more than a dug well, except it was huge in diameter and very deep to where it would store up a lot of water for the dry months. Fill these cisterns in the rainy period and use that water then when there wasn't any rain.
I see.
Well, yeah. We always was blessed with plenty of water, spring and well, water shallow, right? Easy.
Yeah, okay. Now, if you have a house, the part where maybe two roofs come together, you call that the
valley.
Valley? Okay, all right. Did you have a place where you store your wood? Tell me about what you had to do about getting wood in for the fire.
We'd usually in late fall of the year, while we'd take the cross-cut saw and wagon and axe and saw and go and cut firewood and haul it for several days and cut six or eight cords and stack it up where it would be easy access to the fireplace, but yet it would be outside of the yard. Use an iron wheelbar to bring the wood to the porch, and then
you bring it
every evening while you bring the wood in and stack it up high on the porch, and then you have wood for the next morning or till the next evening.
Okay, your mother might tell you go get a
load of wood, arm load of wood.
Arm load of wood, okay, all right. Did you have an outdoor toilet?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What'd you call that?
Call it the outdoor toilet.
Okay. Folks have any funny names for it or joking names for it? Do you remember?
Not that I remember offhand.
Privy or?
No. Not that I can remember.
Okay. Just call it maybe the outhouse?
Outhouse. Okay. A lot of people call it the outhouse.
Okay. Now, other parts of the places in the barn, where would you, places on the farm, where would you keep your hay or
you store your hay in the upstairs, up over the, where you kept your livestock, and then you had a hay rack that, which was no more than a hole cut in the floor of the hay barn, and you'd have your hay trough and rack built underneath this hole, and
yeah.
You didn't have to bring the hay back down the ladder, you just climbed the ladder and put ever how much hay you wanted to down through this opening into the long hay racks.
Into the trough?
Into the troughs and the racks.
Huh.
And that way you didn't have to bring the hay down the ladder or throw it out on the ground in the dirt. You just feed it right through. You're feeding lots of hay while you just pile a bunch of it on top of it, and as it stopped at it, while it would keep falling and working its way down, it was.
I see. Okay, now the barn you use for, what other purposes?
You had stables that you kept your horses in,
okay.
You had stables that you kept cows in, and then you had an open shed where cattle could stay under those. Now this particular barn of my father's, why, it was made out of 12 by 12, the foundation.